You are Chief Mark Kirko of the Homer Volunteer Fire Department.
I am.
It's been about a month?
Yeah, a little over a month.
And where did you come from?
My recent post before here was Whidbey Island, Washington. 5 years in Whidbey. And then prior to that, I was in Windsor, Vermont. Before that, I spent about 25 years in Alaska between Cordova and Skagway.
And all in fire?
When I first moved to Alaska, right out of high school, just the ink was still wet. I was going to make my fame and fortune happen for me in Cordova. Back in the early 80s, I did a little bit of everything. I did commercial fishing, construction work.
All the Alaska jobs.
Yeah, pretty much all the Alaska jobs, logging the whole thing. And then one day I was actually sitting in a restaurant on Main Street in Cordova and looked out the window and I saw a building about 150 feet away with smoke coming out of the eaves and all over the place on that roof. And then the next thing you know, I hear the sirens and see the trucks come up and the guys doing what they expect to do on a fire scene. And I thought that was probably one of the coolest things I ever saw. So the very next day I went down and put an application in the fire department. And
people are not only training to work here, but then training to maintain their understanding and increase it.
When I first started in this industry, the average hours for gaining your basic level firefighter certification was about 120 hours. I would say more than 200% increase to the amount of time for the hours that you need to remain certified today than what we did probably 20 years ago.
You are definitely meeting people for disaster preparedness. Mm-hmm. How many different agencies and organizations are you networking with or cooperating with at any time?
Somewhere near a dozen different regular agencies to maintain the continuity of response. So constant training, constant review of plans, constant review of our policies and procedures. Matter of fact, last night we had a meeting right in this very room with Anchor Point and KISA and ourselves to talk about MCI, mass casualty incident responses. As you know, we've had a couple of them in the last month.
You got right to work.
As soon as I walked in the door, I was given that task of
plane crash, boat capsizing.
One of the biggest things we're doing right now is looking at our preparedness for disaster. That's something that, you know, especially since last November having an earthquake, we as interested people in the community should know about and should want to continue to always do better at. That's our goal over the next few months, or at least my goal.
What about goals for infrastructure? And Homer, I know that there was a consulting firm that was here blowing out all the waterworks.
The hydrants?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you talking about the ISO rating? That is, how is your community ready for fire response? We just completed that whole thing just last week, actually. ISO grades every community in fire service. The goal here is to get it as low as you can possibly get it, which then in turn pays forward to the community member a lower insurance rate. Your premium personally will drop if our number goes down.
And have they made their determination?
The determination probably won't come out until about December. We're hoping before the first of the year, and then we'll make it very public so that people then can call their insurance companies
and maybe negotiate for a better rate. Yeah.
And the city as a whole, business owners.
Well, all right. Is there anything else you want to say to Homer?
Oh, just love being here. Looking forward to many years of serving as the fire chief for the city of Homer. And we have a great group of firefighters and EMS responders here in town. And our neighboring communities also, the thing that our volunteers want. They don't want money, they don't want pay. They just want to know that the community really supports them and what their efforts are to provide safety to the community.